Okay, 23B.
About the Meister, we did Meister. We were on the topic of Meister. The Meister, it's about maybe halfway down in the white, no, maybe more than halfway down the white, in the middle of the page, really. Middle of the whole page there, you'll see Ahavas Meister. Ahavas Meister, let's see, how many. The middle of the wide lines, really. There's a lot of wide lines here. So, in the middle of those wide lines, about.
Who's on the right hand side? First
word line is Ve'omer Hashem. That was about Gideon. The angel said to Gideon, right, you're a mighty hero, whatever. That ends up going there. Yeah. Okay, so we're there now. Wow. Okay. May Hashem help us understand His emes, and may Hashem help us do His retzon perfectly always. May we all work as a team to understand the emes and do the retzon of Hashem perfectly always. Rav Mordi wanted us to get as far as we could. We did the best we could do. We didn't finish really. The bottom of Kaf Daled you can really hold back on when it talks about the story of Rabbi Akiva and the fox coming out. It's about four lines down. Really, whatever we don't do today, just at least get to there, because usually at a Siyum, it's all one big story here, starting from four lines down in the Kaf Daled on the Olive side, and then he'll just mop up at the Siyum from Morty. We'll just finish it up. It's all one big story there. So anybody who can get to really four lines, or even finish it, if you want, go do the story also. Go right through. Go right through also. But do what you can do. We're going to try to do. He didn't want us to fly through all this. It's not emistic to do that. You have to really squeeze everything out properly as you're learning. Learn properly.
There's 9 to 1 next week.
Yeah. Well, I won't be here. If you want, it's vacation. It's been as mine. So. But, shouldn't say vacation, it's not a bad word. Okay, Ben is mine. So whatever you can do on your own, and Rev Mordi will finish up the story about Rabbi Akiva and the fox coming out from the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so we'll try to do what we can do today, and still squeeze everything out as best we can. I just want to say a few words. We went right through. We didn't really do justice to the sugya of can lashes actually erase chorus? It's a hot issue. A big issue. It's a big machlokas amongst the poskim also. I just want to say a few words on that. I wanted to say it yesterday, but Rav Orish spoke, so that it got preempted. It's a big, big nafkamina, halacha lemaisa. Big nafkamina is here. Ramifications of halacha lemaisa about can really lashes erase the punishment of kores. So it's a baffling sugi we had. We just had 2 days ago. We went through it very, very fast, and we didn't really squeeze it out. I just want to say a few words about it. First of all, the Mishnah said, we all know that Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel told us that he said in the Mishnah over there on page Kaf Gimel, bottom of Kaf Gimel, for his side, he said that Kol Chai Ve'Krisus Shalaku Niftero Yedei Kuri Sosom. We saw the same idea by lashes. Once he's demeaned, once someone's demeaned, that's like, it's equal to tshuva. It seems over there by just for a love, chayv lashes, and we went through this in the Mishnah, and also the Gemara. That if he's just demeaned, we saw many examples of that, of how he can get demeaned. even before he gets even one lash, if he's demeaned, he can be pater from lashes, and he can be reinstated with his brother, be a brother again. Once a person has veras, and he's chayev for lashes, because he did a love, Adim warned him, and he went through with it, amazed it, on purpose, and he's chayev lashes, he's outside, he's not really part of the Jewish people. You could become, it's like a brotherhood type thing here, you can rejoin the club of the Jewish people, by being demeaned. That's all it takes. Even before a person gets one lash. Certainly if he gets lashes, he gets the mouth, that's also. He has to be demeaned. That's really the same as tshuva. You can rejoin the Jewish people. Over here in the Mishnah we saw, Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel says an amazing thing. That even lashes can erase the such a severe onish punishment of Koresh. It's a pillar. So we went through the sugya, and I was baffled because through the sugya we went through the whole sugya. For some reason we mentioned Rabbi Yitzchak, but we didn't also mention Rabbi Akiva. Don't forget, Rabbi Akiva said a person who's high of Koresh can wash away the kores by tshuva, based in shomala, will forgive him if he does tshuva, coupled with malchus lashes, he can actually be exempt from. He can take away the kores. It's baffling that Rabbi Akiva wasn't brought in the sugya, and once I saw that, I started doing a lot of research. What's really happening here in the sugya? It's surprising. This seems to be in line with the time of our Mishnah. This Mishnah here, they're in sync. And with Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel, the same line of reasoning. Lashes can erase. Seemingly with tshuva, that's the problem here. It's not mentioned here, tshuva. He doesn't mention tshuva here in the sugya. That's an issue. Okay, we'll get to it, but is he also required tshuva or not? But we know it's possible from Rabbi Akiva. He mentioned it. Why wasn't he also brought here? For some reason, the sugya brings Rabbi Yitzchak. Don't forget, Rabbi Yitzchak said that really there's no way out for anybody who's chayav koreis. Because Rabbi Yitzchak, he had that big sugya before. On page was a Kaf Aleph, but it was way back in Yud Gimel. Wow, Yud Gimel, the whole three-way discussion: Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak just came out and said right away, "No, this guy has no someone chay of kores. He's not gonna he won't he can't erase it. He can't erase it because." They don't go together. They don't go together. We had that whole thing with sister, the whole thing there, singling out a sister and the generality and one of the 13 principles of learning out the Torah. He uses that to basically the bottom line was Rabbi Yitzchak says, Koreis only. There's no malchus with Koreis. So in other words, you can't get out of Koreis. Now why don't you also bring in? Why didn't the sugya bring in Rabbi Akiva? Well, it's not clear why Rabbi Akiva was not mentioned here. Because Rabbi Akiva said, Hashem, the heavenly court, this Koreis is in the realm of the heavenly court. Koreis is the penalty of the Beis Din Shomala, not the Beis Din Shomata. They have to forgive, and they will, according to Rabbi Akiva. They will forgive. If you do tshuva and get malchus, they will forgive the Koreis. I said in the beginning, it's a lot of nafkaminas here, halacha lemaisa, that the Gemara Sanhedrin says that somebody who's actually chayav koreis cannot be an aid. He's an aid pasul. Wherever a person needs aidus for some reason, either he can't come to base and to testify for somebody else, maybe for kedush and for marriage. He's, as a matter of fact, the Sanhedrin in the Gemara Sanhedrin even calls him a rasha. Someone who's chayav koreis is a rasha, an aid pasul. So according to Rabbi Yitzhak, this guy's not in good shape. He can't really, he's not going to be able to do tshuva. So anyhow, Halacha L'maisa is Rabbi Akiva, because we know any machlokas with Rabbi Akiva against his colleagues, he will win. So let's just focus on that now. I just want to talk about Rabbi Yitzhak for a second, because it's interesting how he gives a person no way out to do tshuva. Here in our Mishnah with Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel, the Mesifta wants to say, it makes sense also, the Mishnah talking about how Adam were there on the spot, this person was going to do a certain Avera, Chayav Kores, and Malkus, but the Adam only warned him on the Malkus. That's the case, that also didn't come out anywhere. I didn't see in the Hebrew edition of our scrolls anywhere in our, the Rivan doesn't say that. That's the scenario over there. It was a case where he was only warned on the Malkus, and the Adam did not say, be careful, don't do that. There's also Kores involved, which is a big help to a person who that's a big, big help. He's a lucky person who was only warned on Malkus. So had he been warned on Kores, once Adam warned, I didn't realize this, I saw it in the Masifta somewhere, and I think we had questions about this also in our prep share. How does it work? Works like this. If Adam are there and they actually warn someone before he does a love involving Kores, punishment of Kores, now that goes down to the based in Shalmata. It's no longer in the realm of based in Shalmala once he's warned. Once he's warned, don't do that, you're going to get Kores.
He punishes mostly without a struggle.
It now comes down. Yeah, but if I'm saying, if it was a case like this, in a case like we have in our Mishnah, if it's, since he was warned only on lashes, so the lashes, now he has a way to get out of the Kores, which is really still in the realm of based in Shomala. Okay, I want to make it sure, I'm not so sure. Now, Rabbi Akiva was not brought in Asugya. Amazing. He says that the heavenly court, because it's in the realm of the heavenly court, Kores. If the Adam don't warn properly about this. In other words, they see someone do something, it stays, and it's not really known. It stays in the hands of Hashem. It stays above. Once it's known, Adam born, it comes down here now. That'll be Chayav Misa, based in Shomata here. There's a warning for on the Kores. Rabbi Akiva says it's in the realm of Shemayim. So, okay, why did the Gemara say, hey, who's going to go up and get an answer for us? The Gemara said, who's going to go to Shemayim and find out? Since it's in the realm of heaven, what the psak is over here, and we don't know, we're stuck. There's actually lashes, can actually lashes erase Kores, so let's have somebody go up there and check it out. So why didn't they bring Rabbi Akiva? He claims, yeah, he knows. Where did he get that from? So that's, I tried to find that. I couldn't really find an answer for that. I don't know why Rabbi Akiva wasn't brought in here, especially at that juncture in the Gemara, where they're desperately searching for Psak, and they have, and it's only for in Shemayim they're going to get the Psak. We usually say a rule. We don't rely on a Baskol. We say Torah lo b'shamayim hi. The Torah is not in Shemayim. The Torah is here with us. We're human beings. We don't care about the Abbas calls. Ah, here we do. That rule goes down the drain here. Because here, since Kores is in the heavenly court, we don't know what goes on in the heavenly court. We have to rely. We have to get information somehow from heaven to know that. Oh, so that rule goes out the window. We do rely on, we desperately need help to know what Psak is in Shemayim. We need help, Baskol, anything. Who's going to go up there and get Psak? Will Kores really be erased by lashes or not? Okay, it's taking a long time.
There was that story where the rabbi said the walls will prove.
Ah, yeah.
Said,
right. That's right. Yeah, right. The snake that was around the barrel. Is the barrel Tame? You know, there's a Tame, Tahor. Yeah. There's a Makoga Sachami, Rebbe Lezer. And all these things proved him to be right. against
they
said his
he was
problem.
Right.
Yeah.
The Rabbanan said he was
yeah.
wrong, he was wrong.
That's, that's right.
The wall started.
The Bosco said he's right. And we said the Maskana over there, the conclusion over there, the Gemara was. But here we need help. Who's going to go up and get it? So it comes out that this Bekitzer, I'll make it short, they want to say more about it, but it came out also to be a big machlokus in the Moranos. More current day application to this. Since the Moranos, they felt that after it was over, the Inquisition was over, they felt they had to do tshuva, and they were over Kores loving. Can they still somehow do tshuva, even though there's no base, through Malkus, through Lashes, even though there's no base on Mikdash? And it's a hot issue, it's a big machlokas amongst the post scheme. Can they actually voluntarily take upon yourself Lashes, even though there's no base on Mikdash, no Sanhedrin? Somehow set up a situation where Lashes are administered and somehow be clean. These people, these Moranos, felt wanted to be clean from any possible errors they did during the Spanish Inquisition, and they came up to be a big debate over that, if I'm not supposed to, if it works or not.
Like, well, honestly, the most, in South America, I guess many people make conversion.
Ah.
And it's
still
they come back to this
way. Okay. Yeah. Anyhow, the Rambam says you like the Rabbi Akiva, but you need tshuva and you need Malkus to erase Kores. The Baal Mor, believe it or not, argues on that and says, you know, it doesn't seem like you don't need tshuva, which is surprising. And because it's so serious, Kores, why don't you also need tshuva, like Rabbi Akiva says. They have in Gemara Brachos a concept that anybody who suffers embarrassment, who's like this, like humiliation, demeaning, his gaveras are wiped away. This is also good for those who have Kores. I don't know. I don't think so. But it's a blanket statement there. I don't know. You have to look. If you want to see Brachos, Gemara Brachos talks about that. Anybody's embarrassed and his averas are just wiped away. Have to look into that, if it works for Kores also. One more thing. I don't know why, but it wasn't brought here. Elio Nevi came to somebody in Rav Horish's book, Garden of Healing, we spoke about this a couple days ago, we went through all the points, he had a certain number of points that a person can do, a certain tikkun, a Thursday night tikkun. There's about six things he can do to erase himself from Kores. According to this story here, Elio Nevi came to somebody and revealed these six points. I don't know why we don't see in the Gemara that Elio Nevi doesn't come here. We don't see any Gemaras like this. Maybe, I don't know. So let's have to look into that also. So Rechiyin about that. You know, anybody wants to see that. It's on page 160, I think. Garden of Healing. Okay. That's a hot issue. But that's why we just kind of like superficially went through it 2 days ago. So I wanted to just talk about these points. Okay, now let's get that said. make some headway some more. Not much time. Okay, so we're back in the Gemara. Okay. Havas Meister. Everybody has it? Havas Meister? So, this is really a hemshek, a continuation from what we said before. Because we had before, when we just talked about by Kores being erased by Lashes, this was, they tried to go to Shemayim to get the answer, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told us there's a way to do this. There's situations where Hashem and heaven can help us understand what to do down here, and that's the whole connection here with the previous sugya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi came in and told us there's three things that we did down here, and they agreed upon, as opposed to the sugya before this about lashes being erased by kores. That was really, we were desperate. We didn't even know what to do at all. We didn't even make any attempt to do anything, really. And they needed help. But here, we actually did something, and they agreed upon it. And here's the third thing now. It's regarding Meister, that it's written in the Pasuk, Hevihu Esko Meister El Beis HaOtziva, Vihi Tereth, Vivesi, Upanuni No Bezos Hama Hashem Tzvaos Imlo Etach Lachem Eis Arubos Hashemayim Vaharikosi Lachem Baracha Ad Bli Doi. So when Ezra came up from Babel, he wanted to tighten up the screws on giving Meisters. We were getting lax in giving Meisters, Trumas and Meisters, and he was trying to improve. He made certain takanas and sub takanas by King Hizkiah on to a way to improve on the giving of the Trumas and Meisters, and this was agreed upon by Shemayim. that he wants, he's saying, please bring all your mices to the base of Otzer. There should be food. This is what Hashem really wants. He wants that there should be miceris food in the base of Mikdash to feed the Kohanim and Levim who do the avoda there. And you can even test me. Hashem says, "Uchanuni no bezos." Test me. It's a famous concept that a person can actually test Hashem when it comes to giving Meisteris, Kaspe Meister, Tzedakah, and Shumas and Meisteris, and Hashem will open up tremendous brachas, Shefa Bracha, windows, open up the windows of the sky and pour down abundant bracha, empty out bracha upon us without limit. My ad bleedai. What's it mean without limit? Amaremi Barav Ad Shiyivlu Shifasechem Milomar Doi. Until the Jewish peoples, or whoever does this properly, the Tumas and Meisters and all was supposed to be done properly, that person will get such, those people of the Bnei Yisrael will get such bracha, banan bracha, that his lips will get worn out from saying, it's enough, hey, we're drowning in honey. We're drowning in honey! Wow! Such a shefa! The lips will be worn out from saying, die, enough. Interesting. There's one quick story about this Vilna Gaon. He was always poor, and it's amazing because he was very strict about giving maestros. He gave 20% from his Kaspi and Meiser, and he gave Tzedakah properly. He did it, the Fi Halacha perfectly. He was always poor. So the answer, how can he be poor? He's supposed to, according to this, the person gets rich. How could he always remain poor? So they want to say that the answer could be that he was diving to Hashem. Look, Hashem, I want to do your Ratzon and give Trumas and Meisers and Kaspi and Meiser and Tzedakah perfectly, but don't make me rich. Don't make me rich. I don't want the test of being rich. You're going to make me rich by doing this. I don't want it. I still want to keep your Torah and do everything properly. But by the same token, don't give me the bracha that comes along with it. I don't want the test of being rich. So, that was the Vilna Gaon.
Ruach HaKodesh Beveis Dino Shel Shem Ubeveis Dino Shel Shmuel HaRamasi Ubeveis Dino Shel Shlomo Beveis Dino Shel Shem. Okay, that's the first case. So the Beveis Din Shel Shem. There's three situations where Hashem openly displayed his presence and his spirit. He came down and he helped out in a crucial situation where they didn't know what to do, and he helped Bnei Yisrael to know what Pesach Halacha was. In the first case here with the Dino Shel Shem, the Beis Din Shel Shem, Tiksiv, Beyakir Yehuda Beyomet Sadka, Mimeni, the whole case of Tamar and Yehuda, that Yehuda says, I recognize who these things are from. In other words, he gave her a
guilt.
Yeah, right.
Talked about that previously too,
right.
Reuben was encouraged.
Ah, right. Good. They bring the cases where, right, of confession, right. Bring cases of, yeah, of confession. And he confessed here that that she was, yeah, with key, the key on the fact that he didn't say tzadikah. He tzadikah. He said, she's right. She's not a righteous woman. We're going to go into that. But these are from me, mimeni. These things that I gave to her as a down payment or as a deposit to be with her, that she was right, that I was with her. Mina yoda. How did he know that? How did he know that he was the father of the baby inside of her? Dilma ki heichi the azul ihu lagaba. Maybe somebody else, because she was presenting herself like a prostitute, and maybe some other person made her pregnant. So Yotza Baskol, so how did he know that he was the father? Yotza Baskol, Vamra, Mimeni, Yotsu Kubushin. That a Baskol came out and said, actually, the word Mimeni. Wasn't really him saying it when he said before we had the pasuk v'yakir Yehuda v'yomet tzadka mimeni. The word mimeni really was Hashem's voice or his Yehuda's voice, but Hashem was really in those words speaking, and what came out was that came out that Hashem is what's behind the scenes here. He's operating. He's doing hidden things behind the scenes here. I think the Rivan said that somewhere that the conquerors is also the word kubushim like bosh to conquer. Conquerors will come out from Yehuda, from Shevet Yehuda and the offsprings of Yehuda. We know David Melech was a mighty warrior. Mashiach may come soon, will come to rescue us. Especially at these times. The next case was about the Beis Din Shel Shmuel. In the Beis Din Shel Shmuel, it's written, regarding that, Hinini Anu Bei Neged Hashem V'Neged Mishicho Es Shur Mi Lekachas. I didn't have time to look it up, but he's desperately right now trying to prove to Jewish people Shmuel Hanavi before he anoints King Saul that he's clean from any of theirs. And I didn't have time to look it up in the Masifta. I think it's Pashit. I think the same thing before Mashiach, when Mashiach comes. Any anointing by anybody has to be by a clean person. I mean, who's gonna anoint Mashiach? Eliyahu Navi, who was Pinchas, who was very careful about not doing averas, you know from Pinchas in the story, and the same person, Pinchas, and from the Chumash stories, and we know Eliyahu is the same person. And so who can anoint Mashiach? It's even that's also Machlokas too. It's a Machlokas in the Gemara. Mashiach has to be anointed or not, because he's directly in line with. It's a whole Machlokas. But anyhow, he has to at least testify to us that he'll come before Mashiach comes and tell us before Sanhedrin and everything that he's really the Mashiach. But we see here an attempt by King Saul to show everybody that I'm clean, and before I do this very holy thing by anointing our first king, King Saul, I'm clean enough to do it. So that's what
I think. It was also maybe an issue that he was like the leader of the Jewish people, the Navi, before there was a king. And he's thinking, well, why didn't they pick me? Why aren't I the king? I'm clean.
Okay, good. That's a good. Yeah.
Because he was the between Hashem and Am Yisrael.
It's like an election.
Now we put this aside. Am Yisrael want the king. He said, we want the king. So he said, okay.
Ah.
He said, I was king. I would never take something when I was there.
Interesting. Okay. Yes. So 30.
30 times 1.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So. V'yomra eid Hashem. Va'ed v'shicho. Ki lo matzasim biyadi muma, right? That he's my hands are that King Saul. I mean, I shouldn't do that. Hashem and the anointed ones, who I'm about to anoint right now, King Saul, will be my edim. That I am. My hands are clean. Biyadi muma. That for a vera. V'yomra eid. Right. Actually, a Baskol came out and said, "Yes, this is actually Hashem speaking. That I am going. I'm participating as an aid also, along with King Saul, to testify that Shmuel Hanavi is clean from Avera." Okay. Now, the next case about Shlomo.
The response says it's not necessarily that. It could have been that B'nai Yisrael is also as Lashon Yachid. It's also individual.
Oh, that's at the end, right. Yeah. At the end, because collectively B'nai Yisrael could be also in a singular form. We can be called a single person, a single body. Right. Lashon Yachid, right. What about Shlomo Melech? Right, the famous story about Shlomo Melech and the baby. The base in Dino Shlomo, the Ksiv, the Yah and Hamelech, Vyomer Tenu Lo Es Hayeled Hachai, Vahameis Lo Timisuhu He Imo Mana Yoda. How do you know that? How do you know who the true mother was? Right, there was a whole mice there. By the one of the ladies, actually, it's a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law here fighting it out. What else is new? Chas v'shalom. Mother-in-law, father-in-law, be careful. All right, mother-in-law and sister-in-law. Daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, be careful. All right. It's a fight between the baby between them. A whole long story here. Anyhow. One, they were fighting over the one baby here, who is the true mother, and he said, "Yeah, give the first woman the living baby, and don't put it to death. She is the mother." Now,
is he gonna cut it in half or something?
Right. Right. That's between the lines. Right. Right. Before he gave that command to cut the baby. So the real mother said, the king should give the baby to her. Someone said, okay, we can solve the problem. We'll just cut the baby in half. Very simple solution. One of his soldiers came to cut the baby, so the real mother yelled out, the king should give the mother to her, to the other woman. And the other woman, Kura responded. The other woman couldn't decide and said, she is only giving me what is already mine. Or something like that. She could say something like that, the other woman. She could say, yeah, she's only giving me what is already mine. She didn't say that, though. She said, neither... Wait, what?
She won't say she's mine.
Instead, she said, neither mine nor yours shall be cut. Shall he be cut? Neither mine nor yours shall he be cut. So, how did Shlomo HaMelech know from this that who the true mother was? So Hashem came to the rescue and spoke through Shlomo HaMelech, said, he emo. I skipped something. Dilma, a rumasa me aroma. Maybe she's doing a fake compassion. She's the real mother is maybe faking it.
Because she said
neither mine nor yours shall be cut. So it's, is this true compassion or is this fake compassion? That's what the Gemara's question is now. Maybe she's only faking it. This is the second woman, the non-real mom. So Hashem came to the rescue. Yes, Basko Vamra he imo, that the other woman is the true mother, and hold on, okay. So we'll see. So now we're going to come back to this again now, right? Yeah, one second. Yeah, at the end we're going to come back again and talk about it. Yeah. In the meantime, Rava challenges. Yes, Rava challenges all this. Rava wants to say that, how do we know that a Bas Kol came out in these three cases? How do we know for sure about that? Dilma Yehuda Tevin, the Chashiv Yarche, the Yome, the Yisrame, the Chazinan, we have a concept in halacha that we have a chazaka on something which is seen and known. I think we're going to see this in Beitza also, this concept that it comes up in Beitza, I think, that what's seen and known can form a halacha. You can have a pesach halacha on it, something which is unseen, unknown. There's no chazaka on that. You can't form a halacha on that. And so he can estimate from how many months, yerchei, miyomei, and days that have gone by since he was with her, and to find out if he was a father or not, as opposed to it's an unknown factor if she was with someone else. That's when the Gemara says the lo chazin and lo ma chazikum. We cannot make any halachic presumptions on what is unknown, unseen. Only what is seen, what is known. He knew about his own situation that he was with her. It was unknown about anybody else being with her. So he could have figured out on his own that he was the true father. So that's one challenge by Rava. Second challenge, Shmuel Nami. The case of Shmuel also can be challenged. Kulahu Yisrael Kari, which is what Rav Fagel Baruch just brought up, that the B'nai Yisrael, we all know that sometimes in the Torah B'nai Yisrael is referred to in a singular language, B'lashon Yachid, as a one entity. And with Hashem's help, we should always be that way. We should be so close to each other, have such Ahavas Yisrael all the time. We should be like one entity, one with one heart. With Hashem's help, we should be always that way. And we see from the pasuk, Yisrael no shabah. They could have said no sha'in, plural in this pasuk. It's no sha, not no sha'in. And that's talking about Bnei Yisrael no sha, meaning that uh, that in this pasuk here, Bnei Yisrael, you are saved by Hashem. You are saved, no shah, with by Hashem, Hoshia na. Same language, same idea. But it doesn't say. It could say Yisrael no sha'im b'Hashem in plural. We see sometimes the Bnei Yisrael is referred to collectively as one entity in a singular form, and that's why that we had that question over there by the people here. They said, I am a witness. He said, I am a witness. Right? He said. So could it be that they all said together over there by the anointing of King Saul? They all said together like one person, like he said. It doesn't have to be necessarily a bas kol. The third challenge, Shlomo Nami. Midaha kol me'rahaman me'rahamta v'haloka me'rahamta ela gomra. That perhaps as well that King Shlomo reassured the compassionate one is the real mother, that would be sufficient proof. In other words, the compassionate one is the real mother who has sincere compassion. That is the real mother, and there's no solid proof. Gomra, ela gomra, in other words, there's no solid proof from the Basukim also that was a bas kol. Rather, we must say it's a Masorah. We have to rely on Masorah that we know that Hashem's presence was apparent in these three situations. We can't really rely on the Pesukim. We have to rely on Masorah here. We have time?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Dorish Rabbi Simla'i. Sheish me'os v'shlusha esri mitzvos ne'amru lo l'moshe shlush me'os v'shishin v'chamesh lovin communion l'mos hachama v'masayim v'abayim v'shmona esri neged eivorav shel adam v'yomer. Okay, that a drasha by Rabbi Simla'i. There's 623 mitzvahs. Sorry. Yep. Just testing you guys. Of course, everybody knows that. 613.
That's it.
Enough
with
613. I'll have to add another. My eyes are streaming or something. No. The way my. Go right. That's a stream. Okay. That's it, yeah. Everybody knows that.
No, but they did that 7.
Right. Right, because, right. Yeah, Rabbanan. They said to him, to Moshe, Shalosh me'os v'shishi v'chamesh lavin, communion yomos hachamot. Right? That 365 lavin, and, by the way, the Rambam says it's 21. Kores and Malkus Lavin that go together. I meant to say it before. So unlike of Yitzhak, okay. And that's gonna parallel to the solar year. And the 248 is neged the limbs of a person. Amar Rav Huna, Maikra, what's shot in the pasuk? Torah tziva lano Moshe marasha. The Moshe commanded us that the Torah should be as an inheritance. Torah b'gamatria shis meya l'chad sari ave. Lanohi v'lo haya l'cho yimnei ha-gavora shemanu. Okay. 611. Anochi v'lo yelecha mipi hagavur mi from the mouth of Hashem. One second, I am Hashem your God. You shall have no other. We're heard directly. Okay, one sec. How much you command us of the Torah's inheritance? So the Menashe of Menachia is 611. And Anochi, these commandments of Anochi were directly.
I heard the two commandments.
Were directly heard from Hashem. Right. I am your God, and you shall have no other. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. Okay.
Okay. So we almost got down there. Anybody on their own? If there be people on your own, please try to finish. At least get down to the four lines from the bottom before the Siyum.
He was making the Siyum like the day he comes back.
What did he say? He said no. He said it's going to be in ER something. He said, I think. When the first few days of when we come back, the first few days, in those first few days, when he comes back, Reb Morty wants to do a Siyum. I think Reb Zvi Cutler offered to offer his home for that Siyum. I think Reb Zvi Cutler.
It depends on every show phone.
Okay.
He's going to be speaking, so wherever he wants to be.
Okay.
But.
Huh? Let's see him. Let's see him. He's gonna come to see him. Let's see him.
Yes.
Yes.
He probably will.
Tell himself English.
Did he see him? He learned English like in 2 weeks.
Really?
And he knows English.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When are we coming back?
Trying another language.
See him. Well, let's see him. We're opening up.
I know. What day? Are we coming back?
Ask Rabbi Gross what time. What day we come back from the
business? Very gross footage. Gross
footage. Okay. Okay.
So for all the people that are signed up, you're finished?
Excuse me?
Are you done right now?
Yeah.
All the people that are signed up in the cold are giving out tickets at once.